This itinerary is set entirely to the left of the Avio Valley, initially skirting minuscule Laghetto d'Avio, then larger Lago d'Avio and, lastly, Lago Benedetto, called after the engineer who designed these imposing hydroelectric works, Ferdinando Benedetto. These three artificial lakes, together with a further two present, respectively, in the Veneracolo Basin, Lake Veneracolo, and at the foot of Cima Plem, Lake Pantano, have an over 50 million cubic meter capacity. Work began on them immediately after the end of World War I for the purposes of exploiting the great hydroelectric potential offered by pre-existing natural basins. As you will see, most of the route is flanked by an anti-avalanche tunnel used in winter for transit by the wardens responsible for monitoring and maintaining the dams. During the Great War, the problem of the avalanches which came down from the steep slopes overhead had been resolved by building a Decauville animal pull transport system. A tunnel was carved out of the huge mass of snow which accumulated along the route, ensuring safe transit for soldiers climbing up to the front line. At 1908 to 2,540 meters in altitude, the Laghi d'Avio are now owned by Enel. Of fundamental importance in the production of hydroelectricity in the upper Camonica Valley, its waters come from the glacier of the same name and run down to the valley in the Avio stream to Temu village before joining River Olio. Enel used the lake water until 1984 to feed the Temu power plant along a pressurized penstock. These waters are still used via a new conduit which joins the plant's turbines at the Edolo tunnel built in 1983 in the bowels of Mount Colmo. This plant, with its grand total of 8 turbines, is one of Europe's largest and supplies a maximum power of 1,000 megawatts. One of the 8 turbines has a reversible system and thus water used during the day can be pumped back into Lake Avio at night and held in this large artificial lake to the south of Edolo village. In spring the flowers of the little-known alpine sow thistle from the composite family, locally known as bear's grass or bear's salad, can be admired on the banks of the lake. It has diuretic and cleansing properties. When it is fully grown, it is 60 to 130 centimeters tall and has attractive purplish-blue flowers.